still in recession. They're talking about a rise in the EU, but I don't see it here in Donegal, and I don't see things getting any better in the short term. I don't see anything on the horizon coming down the track for Bunkrana or Inishowen. The question is, what do we do? I think it it may be that niche market may be the way to go forward. Tourism may be a way to go forward, and to try and instill some sort of confidence in the young people. Young people are going away. Some young people left because they had no confidence. All their friends were gone. Some people did give up jobs to go to Australia because they thought this was a great thing to do. But as you covered in Sean's show recently, some of the living conditions that some people were living under was terrible.
The other issue is there was a feeling perhaps in the 80s during the last part of this cycle that people went abroad for some time with the intention of coming back. People went to London, people went to Europe. There's more and more of a feeling now that people are going to Australia. You've spoken yourself about people going to Chicago, and the feeling is they're not going there for a year, they're going there for life.
Before someone say we'll go away, we'll earn a few pounds and we'll come back, we'll buy a house at home, and you know, it'll be like an investment and be able to be there to and fro as they preferred. But they're travelling further abroad, they're going to Australia, and there's no talk about them coming back. They're saying, we'll see how this works out, and if it works out, we're going to stay there. And lots of people, the feedback I'm getting, lots of people, if they have been able to secure jobs, secure a house, that they are very happy living there.
You, in the past, have been very critical about the IDA for deciding to centralise in Letterkenny. You've been looking for answers from IDA and from the council. Have you come any closer to accepting that IDA decision of 3 years ago?
No. The IDA seem to be all on themselves and seem to be able to do what they want to do. And their direction changes when the variation of government plans, so they to and fro, they're like the tide. They chop and they change, and they come in and they leave again, and that's about the height of it. As far as I'm concerned, the IDA, their focus is not on Inishowen, it's not on Bunkrana. I suppose the IDA in Letterkenny, in my opinion, they seem to get the dregs of what leaves Dublin. If it gets out of Dublin, then Letterkenny may get some of it. I was in New York, and I went to the IDA office in New York, and the information I was given there at the time was that, and I questioned what push has been put on the BMW region, and they were more or less saying that there's very little push on the BMW region, that American foreign investment comes to Ireland, of which we get 24%, comes to Europe, Ireland gets 24%, but it all goes to Dublin.